The ferocious downpour did little to diminish the crowd that filled the biggest conference room at the DoubleTree Hotel in Rohnert Park for the annual State of the County presentation this morning. Following a summary of local demographic trends and business indicators and the annual economic forecast for California and Sonoma County, the new chair of the County Board of Supervisors, Valerie Brown, took the podium and delivered her report to the community on the State of the County 2010.
Holy moly, there are a lot of you guys out there. You'll be getting medals as you leave for having braved the weather. And I think we probably need to give a special thanks this morning to Public Works Department, Fire Departments, Emergency Management Services, and everybody who's been involved, including PG&E, in keeping us on the roads and safe. So thank you for all you guys. I'm really proud this morning to represent the board as your chair and to give you our perspective of the state of the county. I'd like to first begin with an acknowledgement of county leadership, beginning with Supervisor Kearns and Supervisor Kelly, who I'm so sorry this is your last state of the county. But thank you for your leadership, Mike, on the Golden Gate Bridge District and the Smart Board and SETA. And Paul, honestly, your leadership over the last year in steering our ship on the right course was amazing. And congratulations for being the AQUA president for the following year. So congratulations to you. And to Supervisors Carrillo and Zane, first of all, there was a lot of speculation about this new board a year ago, how we were going to operate together, how we were going to coalesce and be a sturdy and strong board. And I want to tell you that the two of you and what you have added to this board has been amazing. And I think all of us on the board would say pretty much the same thing, that we're proud of the operation of this board, we're proud of our work together, and you have certainly earned your stripes this year. I want to thank the county departments that are here for really doing an amazing job this last year, for really tightening their belts, for saving jobs, and for making it a priority to deliver a service in Sonoma County that we can all be proud of. I also like to thank the cities, and I'd like the mayors to stand who are here and the council members of the cities who have worked with the county throughout this year to make sure that we're on the same page around issues that are of pertinence to each of us. So if the mayors and council members that are here would stand up. Thank you. Our nation, our state, and our county have been battered by this recession. Unemployment has been at 10%. Our county has lost 5,000 jobs and witnessed over 5,000 mortgage defaults in the past year. All sectors of our economy have been forced to downsize and rethink what's next. As a public servant, banker, realtor, educator, or parent, it's difficult to wear a smile and reassure those who rely on us that all will be okay, but it will. We in Sonoma County are resilient. We don't sit by and wait. We recognize the need for action, and we do something. It sets us apart. It makes us unique. It provides us the leverage to lift ourselves out of crisis. As I look around this room, I recognize representatives from every sector of our economy. You came into this room having worked with each other, socialized with each other, talked about your children and families, and bolstered each other through hardships. That is why I can stand before you today with confidence and say, with the talent, expertise, and leadership in this room and throughout Sonoma County, the decade ahead will be brighter and more prosperous. There are historians who will document how we endured the previous decade. I believe our task is to look forward, plan ahead, and lay the foundation for that time just over the horizon, as Dr. Nicholsberg said, when our people have jobs, thriving businesses, comfortable homes, and a justified abundance of hope for the future. As we start planning for this decade, we have to be totally clear on one key point. Life as we have known it has changed, and it will continue to change. A healthy economy, effective governance, and the maintenance of our enviable quality of life are all dependent on our ability to adapt to a rapidly changing world. Government must adapt, businesses must adapt. All of us as individuals must start by realizing true meaningful change begins with each of us. Whether we like it or not, as Sam Cooke said, change is a-coming. I think the key elements of change have already begun, and today I want to talk about two of those, sustainability and partnerships. Summed up, sustainability means we need to do a better job with the resources we have, and partnerships mean we can't do it alone. We're entering a new economy. Everyone in this room has revised your spending patterns, reevaluated your transportation paths, and examined your business practices. We know the new economy will build less on credit and leverage and more on value and return. As a nation, we have to be concerned about our growing national debt and the challenge that nations like China and India present to our economic position. We can no longer believe our world has defined boundaries. We will address our competitiveness regionally, using other counties, states, and nations as comparison. Factors including the quality of our workforce, the degree to which our local governments encourage sustainable economic development, and the way we safeguard our quality of life must be our focus with limited resources. We must find new ways to bring economic activity into our region, new ways to help businesses grow, start, locate, and stay here. Our sustainability depends on strong economic development. 2 years ago, the Board of Supervisors appointed a working partnership of more than 30 businesses, government, education, and nonprofit leaders to determine a course to help us remain competitive in the world economy. The recommendation for success required us to beef up our labor force, starting in our schools. We talked about the changed demographics in our county, and we need to follow through with programs that enhance a young person's dedication to pursuing an education. I recalled Delaine Easton, former Secretary of Education, saying, "If you don't think an education is important, just remember, the child you encounter in a fifth grade classroom may be flying your commercial airline." Investing in mentoring through business and better job training are excellent beginnings and have already been instituted through partnerships. Throughout the county, initiatives and programs have begun which will help us get our economy back in shape, improve the lives of our citizens, and create a sustainable future for all of us. Let me give you just a few examples. The Sonoma County Workforce Investment Board has provided leadership in creating collaborative, innovative programs in partnership with other North Bay counties and numerous training partners. A testimony to their success is the reward of $1 million from the California Clean Energy Workforce Training Program. This program focuses on retraining unemployed and underemployed workers with new skills necessary to compete for a growing market in green jobs and sustainable construction. Our Workforce Investment Board's JobLink, which helps provide help to those newly unemployed, has increased their services 30% since 2008. New programs to help our workforce are also being undertaken by the Santa Rosa Junior College, Sonoma State University, and the Sonoma County Office of Education in partnership with our 40 school districts. We're also finding new ways to solve existing challenges. Local businesses, the County Department of Health, First Five, California Parenting Institute, and the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce are partnering to improve the workforce of today and tomorrow through the Worksite Health Employee English Learning Program, affectionately called the WHEEL. It improves the ability of non-English-speaking parents to support their children's success in schools and to also further their success at work. We also witnessed the growth of a new community partnership springing from the Health Action Committee. The Food System Alliance is facilitating collaborative planning, business development, and cooperative agreements among local stakeholders to improve access to healthy food for all. Sonoma County residents will be the benefactors. The First Lady has energized people into planting gardens and relying on fresh foods grown locally. In addition to encouraging economic opportunities, we must never lose sight of our most vulnerable. This year, with the completion of the third phase of the Valley of the Moon Children's Home, we've added another important community resource for those most vulnerable, a hallmark public-private collaborative project. The effort marked the county's first LEED silver-certified green building endeavor and will support the sustainable delivery of programs and services to children for many years to come. Another service for vulnerable populations will be served through the upcoming Family Justice Center. In spring 2010, thanks to the work of a broad group of county law enforcement and community partners, the Family Justice Center is expected to open its doors and provide comprehensive services at a one-stop shop to victims of family violence, sexual assault, and elder abuse. Thank you, Stephan Passalacqua, for your leadership. Although it may be a bitter pill to swallow for some of my conservative and libertarian friends, we have many reasons to be grateful for the federal government this year. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the stimulus funds, have been instrumental in creating jobs and providing services to Sonoma County residents. One such stimulus-funded program was through the Summer Youth Ecology Corps, which succeeded due in part to the collaboration between several private and public agencies, including the Human Services Department, the Workforce Investment Board, the Sonoma County Water Agency, the Sonoma County Office of Education, and the Sheriff's Department. Partnering with 5 private service providers and 32 nonprofits, the program had more than 350 teens and young adults working on a variety of environmental restoration and enhancement projects. My colleagues and I were fortunate to spend some time with these young people after they'd worked in the program. Watching Supervisor Carrillo talking with some young people who had never had a job, never gotten a paycheck, and in a heartbeat knew Supervisor Carrillo was the embodiment of success was inspiring. Not only did these young people get a paycheck, they restored 10 miles of streams, received environmental education, developed lifelong career assessment tools, and learned how to work in teams. The program has already been recognized statewide as a model, and the project team is working hard to secure ongoing funding. Our county government alone has received over $26 million in stimulus funds. I don't know, quite honestly, how we would have made it through the last year without them. These funds have not only created jobs, addressed needed infrastructure projects, such as our roads and regional airport, they've helped people stay in their homes and supported vital services. Most recently, we have received stimulus funds, which will support keeping 400 private workers employed over the next year. Together, all of these efforts are helping our community span the chasm of downturn. Now I want to talk about sustainability. I mentioned earlier that we can no longer believe our world has distinctive boundary lines. The air we breathe and the water we drink flows across counties, countries, and continents. No matter what your opinion might be about climate change, one fact is undeniable. Mandates for change are coming down from the state and federal governments, and we may anticipate more mandates and tougher mandates in the months and years ahead. Governments and business everywhere are recognizing the need to conserve, to evaluate efficiency and protect our future. climate change bills that are winding their way through Congress on a global level, and through the COP15 in Copenhagen, where countries are stepping up to find solutions globally. It is this board's belief that we in local government are the innovators, using on-the-ground, homegrown solutions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and protect our future. And we need to be recognized for what we do at every level of government. If local government is not mentioned in a protocol for global action or federal legislation, how do you think we can ever streamline money into projects that work, are tested, and are in Sonoma County? We have opted to take the lead in providing a sustainable society, and we are recognized throughout our nation as such. Our programs model effective partnerships. To help reach our carbon emissions reductions goal, the many communities of our county have launched a collaborative process to develop a plan to reach the goal of retrofitting 80% of the buildings in Sonoma County. We needed an agency which would be charged with the responsibility for climate protection, and Assemblyman Jared Huffman successfully carried our legislation, which created the Regional Climate Protection Authority within an existing agency, the Sonoma County Transportation Authority. Charged with fulfilling the county's aggressive climate protection goals, it is a partnership of the county and the cities, working with utilities and sustainability-focused organizations. In addition, Sonoma County has created one of the nation's first countywide energy efficiency and renewable energy financing programs. The Sonoma County Energy Independence Program has made $100 million in financing available to commercial and residential energy efficiency projects. And since May of last year, and honestly, when you mention this number at the federal level to anyone, or to home builders, or to anyone, they are astounded. Since May of last year, $40 million in projects have been applied for through our Energy Efficiency Agency. Now that, in my opinion, is a huge job creator and helps meet our environmental goals. To bolster this effort, we are pursuing federal legislation with Congressman Mike Thompson to help bring down the costs for consumers. And we are working with the Obama administration and the Department of Energy to support our groundbreaking program. SKYPE is built upon partnership among county departments, the cities, the private lenders, and most importantly, property owners. It's vastly successful, and it succeeds precisely because we're working together. Another outstanding effort was the groundbreaking on our 1.4 megawatt hydrogen fuel cell, which will save the county $40 to $50 million over its lifetime and effectively help take us off the grid. Finding renewable energy sources translates into less dependency on foreign energy sources, ultimately saving taxpayers significant investment. As you know, our sustainability efforts extend beyond our county's borders. The Sonoma County Water Agency's Regional Geo-Exchange Energy Efficiency Project and the creation of the Applied Solutions Coalition exemplify how Sonoma County has been a leader in establishing collaborative partnerships and sustainable infrastructure projects. The Water Agency developed the Applied Solutions Coalition, an organization of counties from across the nation with a mission to support the development and national level deployment of integrated, sustainable infrastructure models. At the federal level, the drum is beating for policy development that is inclusive. We are fortunate to have a former county board member from Washington State, Ron Sims, who is now the Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, directly under Secretary Sean Donovan, making sure counties are at the table. I've had the opportunity to meet with them on several occasions and believe their direction of coordinating budgets and planning between HUD, the Department of Transportation, and the Environmental Protection Agency is a critical first step in breaking down silos And quite honestly, it's the first time I've ever seen even two departments of the federal government work together. And now we've got three. There's no question if we want healthy communities with mass transit, affordable housing, and clean air and water, these agencies must work together. Our own county's Community Development Commission is forwarding this objective by involving federal, state, municipal, and private organizations and our largest city, Santa Rosa. The CDC implemented the Neighborhood Stabilization Program to provide loans to community-based organizations to purchase foreclosed and abandoned properties. This partnership has also been working together with Catholic Charities and the Sonoma County Housing Authority to implement the homelessness prevention and rehousing efforts, which is using federal funds for direct financial assistance for people who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. In addition, the Sonoma County Transportation Authority is doing a pilot in the Springs area of my district regarding transportation and patterns and how to provide the right kind of mass transit opportunities. In 2010, the CDC will use over $500,000 in awarded recovery funds to complete energy efficiency, conservation, and disabled accessibility housing improvements. This will also spur job creation, save energy, and sustain our housing stock. Sonoma County is resilient. As we move forward into the new decade, a committed, continued partnership between the county and the community is our top priority. 2009 highlighted the successful ventures that have broken down the silos that house varied interests, issues, and ideologies. We can no longer reside within the silos of the past. Our world is based on connection, interfacing, crossing the lines, thinking outside the box, Twitter and Facebook. And we need to establish ourselves in a new world of instant information accessibility. I have seen across the country the difficult choices counties are facing. The struggles to meet basic needs are immense, while the painless ways to reduce the impacts of the downturn are sparse and really tough to find. However, I have faith in our community and its ability to respond. I am a person who believes our glass is half full, perhaps with good wine, but at least half full. Perhaps that's why we're so special. It's that economic driver of vineyards and their fine wine, but it does serve us well. No question, we are facing unprecedented challenges. This year will probably be worse, not better. And our energy should not reside in the challenges themselves, but solutions that bring us to prosperity. Am I hopeful? Yes. Am I a believer? Yes. But I know you are too. That's why you're here this morning. That's why each day provides a new opportunity to refocus, reevaluate, and provide a new direction. Thank you for allowing me to share our perspective of the state of Sonoma County. We are blessed, and every day, with a half full glass of wine, or milk, or water, let us toast Sonoma County and be grateful we live in such a wonderful community. Thank you, and God bless.
Sonoma County Supervisors Chair Valerie Brown delivering the 2010 State of the County Address this morning in Rohnert Park. If you missed part of her presentation or would like to hear it again, the entire talk is available on our KRCB website on the North Bay Report blog page. The full program this morning also included an economic forecast for the state and county from Dr. Jerry Nicholsberg of UCLA Anderson Forecast. His assessment of the current trends and factors affecting the degree and timing of the recovery for our state and county will be the subject of tomorrow's North Bay Report. Presentation of the State of the County 2010 has been a production of KRCB News. I'm Bruce Robinson.